probably even downloaded the app. How are you, Dino?
Just done it myself, Maddie.
Yeah, I wasn't. I just became informed about it. I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, I saw it actually. Had a given a demonstration of it during the spring carnival, and I'd actually forgotten to do it. But yeah, it's good. Good up-to-date information.
Well, most relevant too with a Twilight, where there's such a gap between the original information and the bounce of the ball.
Yep, true enough.
What do you make of it today?
Not a bad meeting. Not very big fields, but I like later in the day. I think we can make money later in the day.
Sounds like we might be having some quaddy thoughts later in the day, perhaps. All right. Well, that's a general overview. Dave Stanley from the Tab joins us as well. How are you, Dave?
Yeah. G'day, Matt. G'day, Dean. G'day, everyone.
Much activity on the fixed markets in the lead into this meeting, or has it snuck up on us a bit?
Yes and no. I'll be honest with you. The Terang meeting, obviously, I reckon is the main focus of sort of the everyday punter, but the smarties have sort of been playing this stand-down market for the past couple of days. We've had a few significant scratchings, obviously one in the first we'll talk about shortly, but I think we can make a quid today.
All right, well, the one you're referring to is number one, Absolutna, who's come out, as well as number eight. So one and eight are out of the first, and the eight is Simply Dreaming. Dino, what about a map thought? It's a bit tricky with maidens sometimes. You got a firm view here?
Yeah, well, of course, Absolutna being a late scratching too. I think Outgirl and Urban Myth are probably the two most likely to go forward, and I think the inside draws Reggae Rock and Young Harry Cool with the blinkers first time will probably use their gates to some degree, and the one that the little wildcard's probably Newmore out wide, whether it presses on or not.
Dave, I'll just go back to you for a snapshot of the main ones in the market, and obviously everything's been jiggled about a bit with the late scratching favourite.
Yeah, and so that late scratching, just take note, because it was significant, 14 cents the win and 12 cents the place deduction. That favourite, Absolutna, came out at 24 past nine. And to be honest with you, it's actually the one that held all the money. There's no real money being held on any other runner here. If you are chasing something, Fast and Ready at the $6, but it's a very quiet betting race now that scratching is true.
Well, Dino can ignite some betting with a firm view here. Have you got one, Dino?
Well, I think the one that Dave just mentioned in Fast and Ready is a bit of value at $6. I thought it ran well at Pakenham first up. The extra 100 metres is going to suit, and this race has certainly been diluted with the two scratchings. I think it's got a very good chance of breaking through. Number 9 to beat 10 Newmore, who's trialled quite well, and did enough on debut last preparation. 5 Urban Myth was very unlucky. Its first start was back and wide and ran quite well and showed that it was unlucky with a good run at Pakenham last start. And Young Harry Cool, as I mentioned, with the blinkers going on, might be next best now. But I think 9's probably a little bit of value there in what has become a bit weaker race. 9, 10, 5 and 6.
All right, 9, 10, 5 and 6. And just a couple of little gear changes that are pertinent to yours too. Fast and Ready, nose roll off, winkers on, that might help. And Newmore has winkers off first time, so just a bit of added info there. Over to race two. This is a 1400 metre maiden, and I'm just forgot to flick my website. I'll find the scratchings here first. First, let's get some just a market snapshot from you, Dave.
Yeah, Yulong September, Matt, is favourite at $4, but look, it's not holding much money. It's just under $1,000 is what we're holding on it thus far with Tab. So best back today has been Dharma Sun. It's at $7.50. Schwitzer is another one that's also been back. There's only $200 that separates them in terms of what we hold on both of those horses. So both Dharma Sun and Schwitzer best back here in race two.
All right, there are no scratchings. Dino, how's the speed map look here?
Yeah, probably Schwitzer's going to be one of those prominent. I thought Whitemore would be quite prominent. Dharma's on the other one that there's been some support for. And one of the first starters, Merton Escurt, got enough tactical speed, I think, to be prominent here. But, I think the inner draws are probably the key to the speed early.
What about a fourth?
I think the first starters are right in play here. They've trialled really nicely, and they are Yulong September, number 9, who does have the outside draw, probably has to go back, but it's had an extensive trialling over a long period of time, so it's a very well-educated horse for its first start. Bond of Trust trialled well at Cranbourne recently, making its debut for the Mick Price stable, and usually standardises his maiden horses very well and doesn't bring them to the city maidens unless they're ready to do something, so I think Bond of Trust will run well. So I do like both first starters here, 9 and 3. For Maslow, it was quite a good run at Seymour. Damien Oliver taking over here, and 7, Whitemore, who just peaked on his run first up, perhaps a little bit fitter, but I think it's a good race for the first starters to run well. 9, 3, 4 and 7.
A particular interest is Yulong September with being a Camelot. We don't have a lot of them, and they're going through the roof in the Northern Hemisphere, aren't they?
Yeah, the few that we have here have done very well, Furian being one of them from the Weir stable.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so just recap those numbers with an emphasis on the debutants.
Yep, 9 and 3 for me, 9, 3, 4, 7.
9, 3, 4, 7. Let's move on to the third. This is over 1,400 metres as well, and the scratchings here... the only one is number 2, leaving a field of 7. Dave, what's going on with the punters in this smallish field here?
All right, write your name favourite at 155 with the tab, and sort of look, open that price a couple of days ago and remain there. El Questro, interesting at $5, actually holds more money than the favourite. Might only hold about $200 more, but it's the worst result for tab, El Questro. So big watch on it, horse 8. It's also remained very solid at 5. And then Strong Influence, a little firm from 7 to 6, but main investment here is the 8.
And the main gear change here is the blinkers go on, the odds on favourite, Dino. Does that potentially affect any speed map issues here?
Could do, because he's a prominent runner anyway, so he could be right there. I think So Your Dream's got good tactical speed, and Strong Influence is stepping up in trips, so... and he's got winkers first time. So I would think that even though it's only a field of 7, there's 3 that probably roll forward.
Does he tick all the boxes to justify the price, the favourite?
Close. He's got a fair bit more upside than these horses. He beat Frydensburg and Diplomat Jack at Bendigo. Frydensburg won here at Sandown, and Diplomat Jack bolted in at Werribee on Sunday. So his form's good. He's won a race, and now Archie Alexander's tinkering with the gear and putting blinkers on him. Yeah, might be starting to put the finishing touches on him now he comes to town. So, yeah, I think he's probably going to be too good for this field. I think El Questro's running really well, and she will run well again. She's got the Frydensburg form line as well through Sandown. So Your Dream's past two runs have been quite sound, and whilst he goes up in grade, gets a bit of weight relief. And I thought Fudge trolled up okay recently, and capable around this distance range, and usually summer's when she fires up, and she could run a place fresh, but he should be winning right your name, I would think. 5, 8, 6, and 4.
Yeah, I thought Fudge might be the value in first fours. Can produce a bit of a spike run that would put it somewhere in the, around the placings here, you would have thought.
Mm.
All right, race 4, Dino, is over 1,500 metres, and here we're going out without numbers 3 and 5, leaving another skinny field, this time 6 runners.
Yep, and look, I would have thought that the speed probably comes from, well, maybe Hell of a Bay, but the likely leader has been scratched in King Kabuto, so it really does become a very pedestrian race and becomes very much a race of tactics.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I flipped the order again there. Dave, what's the market doing here?
That's all right, mate. Calendar Lad, 350, bet back here. So New York favourite at 230, but they've been very keen to back the toppy here. So it's at 350 and solid with Tab, but it's holding nearly $2,000 more than New York at this stage. No real money for Hell of a Bay, but that's pretty much your race. So they're back to 1.
All right. Not very skinny in the market, Dean. Is this obviously on face value? It's a lot more open than the previous.
Yeah, it is, Matt. And it probably comes down to how the race is run. I think just the way he's trending, Calendar Lad's ready to win. And I like that he's on a 7-day backup third up. He's had the couple of runs in. He looks to be going pretty well, gets the claim, and he does look well placed. Zoo York has had 2 runs back. That was a pretty weak race he was placed in behind Franco Madeira at Pakenham, and then his last run was okay, gets Damien Oliver here. Hell of a Babe mixes her form, but they could probably make her own luck here in a small field, and maybe Game Up Hardy, who was well suited the way the race was run at Pakenham, mightn't get the same scenario here, but at least he's in a little bit of form. But I thought Calendar Lad was at least the one on the up in his preparation. 1, 6, 2, and 4.
1, 6, 2, and 4. Just before we go on, we're talking a lot about the speed map and which ones may be on pace and not. With the rail out 9 metres, it's obviously the big spacious hillside track, but they pushed the rail out further from the 6. Any gut feeling going in about how it all might play out?
Not really, because they sort of swing off that bend and they just fan anyway. So and often don't use a lot of the inside, but the fields are so small here that I think... Yeah, pretty much you'll get to the ground you want, I would imagine, through the day.
All right. Race 5, another skinny-ish field. This one's over 1,000 metres, and there are no scratchings of field of 8. Dave, take us through the top 4 or 5.
Yeah, Jewel, 320 out to 350 is your favourite. There's been support for Carvalini here down the bottom, 5 into 440, and some money around as well for JJ Dar at that 950 into $8 quote. Just looking at these figures here, best back has actually been that one I just mentioned, JJ Dar at the 7, then second best back is Jewel. So another one here at odds where they sort of haven't really hammered the favourite.
And they've had a poke at a couple of ones at good odds here, Dino. Take us through your map and your thoughts.
Yeah, it's a pretty good little race, this. I think Irresistible Girl's got enough speed from 1 to use that gate. Shaquiana from 2 likewise. Riverina Dancer from 3 likewise. So there's nice speed inside and maybe JJ Dar out wider. But for a field of 8, first leg of the quaddie, you could do a lot worse than take the field because it's a very competitive race, as the market shows that the outsider of the field's only around the $11 mark. So it's certainly a tight market. I think the two that interest me a little bit first up are Cavallini, who's had two recent jump outs ready to go. Trialled at Balnarring last week. Ben Mallum trialled it, looked to go quite well. The best of her form, I think, is good enough to nearly win. And Ganjika is the one that I think at good odds worth considering. That first up win last time in was fantastic. And then her next two runs weren't too bad either. But recent trial was in a very fast trial at Caulfield and went quite well. So they're the two I'd be interested in playing here, 8 and 3. 7, Do Well. It's more a time trial than a race at Mornington. She's got a bit more pressure here, but she's certainly in the mix. And Shaquiana, conversely, she was in a really, even though it was only basically a two-horse race, they really pressured each other, and she came off the best there, beating Yulong Mercury at Cranbourne, and I think can measure up here. But, yeah, a very competitive race, 8, 3, 7 and 6.
All right, and your second selection's the ranky of the field, so it goes to show how even you say it is, and you might want to throw the net over the entire field, and it sounds like you're getting a bit more confident as we build to the last three legs. The second leg is over 1,000 metres, guys, and the scratching is number 9. Is this one a bit narrower in the market, Dave, than the previous?
Yeah, probably the best back runner on the program here. It's not the favourite. So as it lies, it's favourite at 260, but it's only holding $400. So it's not holding much money at all, whereas Miss Norway is holding well into the thousands here. So it's been clearly the best back runner on the card. It's been 460 into $4 and is your second favourite. You're then out to the 6 and the 8, but all the money's for Miss Norway. As I said, best backed on the card.
All right, but there's still a favourite here to deal with as well, Dino. What do you make of this race?
Yeah, and the favourite in As It Lies will probably lead them, I would think. Our Gladiator, pretty significant gear change. The earmuffs going off and the blinkers going on, so you're going from sort of trying to tone it down to wake it up. I think it's probably got the speed to race handy. Miss Norway looks set for a nice run, and Cataracta just behind them.
What about some narrowing down thoughts here?
I think the on-pace runners will fight it out. I like the recent trial of Cataracta, number 6. A bit like Starfall at Pakenham on Saturday. Looked like a horse that needed further last time in, but sharpened up in a trial. And the same with Cataracta. Looked a lot sharper in a recent trial. And I would think Ready to Go first up and run very well. But the same with Miss Norway. Comes off a good jump out at Caulfield and was quite impressive. And with the claim for Michael Poy, who I think is really progressing well, I think they're the two main chances for me. Our Gladiator, as I said, I think the gear changes are really significant. And As It Lies got a chance. I just think it's a bit short. I'll be putting it in a quaddie, but I just think it's a little bit short as it's deeper into the preparation, where I sort of like the fresher horses here. 6, 3, 1, and 2.
6, 3, 1, and 2 in race 6. Race 7's the second last and the second last leg of the quaddie. The scratchings are numbers 6 and 9. This one's over 1,800 metres, Dave.
Yep, and we've got Frydensburg here, 230 favourite, and solid at that 230 price. Benny Goes Berserk has gone 360 out to 370. Lamborghini solid at 5, and Carvalero is solid at 550. Favourite, the best back runner here. They got a stack out of it last time, and I think they're going to butter up again.
Dino, speed map here?
Yeah, he's the leader, I would think, Frydensburg, going to 1,800 metres. Probably Cavaliero comes across in the field of seven and sits second, and then it's whether the likes of Harrison or even Stormy Shore from Barrier 1 a little bit closer, third up from a spell. But Frydensburg will probably lead, I would think.
Is Benny Goes Berserk Darren Weir's only official money muncher?
Well, he's getting that way. He's only won one of his last 11 or 12 or so. So, he's probably in that category. Yeah, he keeps, even in the small field, he's drawn the outside gate here. So, he's a bit hard to come into. I think Lamborghini's the value here. Probably interested here. Paddy Payne this morning on the Breakfast Club say maybe this run and then 2,000 next time. But what I think he'll do at the end of 1,800 is he'll be really strong. Frydensburg might be. We haven't seen him beyond 1,500 yet, and he might be really strong at 1,800. But I think Lamborghini, you know, will be. And just at the odds on offer, I think he's the value ahead of Frydensburg. There's another roughie I'm going to put in the quaddie, and that's Harrison. I think this horse is ticking over okay. And when he got out over longer trips last time, and he came into his own, and his run at Wodonga on Cup Day in a leader-dominated race was really good, with 61.5. I think he's just about ready to go third up. And Gerald Egan rarely comes to town. When he does, they usually run well. And another roughie, Stormy Shore. Not so much a winning chance, but more for the first fours. But I think one's a little chance of rolling the favourite here. 1, 5, 2, then 8.
It's your key quaddie leg by the sound of things, isn't it?
The last two, yeah. Trimming up, yep.
Righty-ho. Let's get to that last leg of the quaddie at the Sandown track today. And this one is over 2,400 metres. The scratchings here are numbers 4, 7 and 12. Dave, you got more to work with here, numbers-wise?
Yeah, much more. Smoking Piero is your favourite and has been the best back runner in this particular race. Bring It second. It's at 270, by the way. Bring It is at 420. Nagasi at 650. And then Rex Bell is the next best back runner at $19. So they're backing Smoke and Piero here. They did have a nibble for it last time. But 270, very popular.
All right. Just before we let you go, is there any best back runner on the program, Dave, or anything like that?
Yeah. Miss Norway, mate. That's the one I'm going to push in race six. It's at $4 currently, and it's the worst result for Tab at the moment.
Terrific. Good on you, Dave.
Thank you, mate.
Dave Stanley from the Tab joining us there. Righto, Dino, this is another key leg for our play today. This is the 2,400-metre race. What about a speed map and a solid thought?
Yeah, I'm not going with many runners in the last map, but I think Digress and Rex Bell maybe take it up. Smoke and Piero are a race closer, I think, from that draw. He's barrier two now after the scratchings. The likes of Iron Wanted, Nagazi, maybe Wolfendale from out wider. But I like the last. I think Bring It's ready to win number three. I think he's had three runs back. He loomed up at Warrnambool, just peaked on his run, had a little go at 2,400 last time in, and wasn't disgraced behind Lycurgus. Well, that's much better form than a 64 grade. I think he'll be hard to beat, number three. From nine, Smoke and Piero, who is the lightly raced horse on the up and has got a chance. 15, Tubbs Gift, best roughie in the race. Didn't run badly in a very slowly run leader-dominated race here last start, and getting to 2,400 suits. And maybe number six next best in Nagazi, who's been winning at 58 grade. 3, 9, 15 and 6.
3, 9, 15 and 6. It sounds like your quaddy strategy is going to be minimal outlay required, with a couple of little opportunities for a bit of value in the last two legs.
Yeah, going wide early and then coming home lighter. The best bet of the day is in the last, race 8, number 3, Bring It. The best value is the second last, race 7, number 1, Lamborghini. The quaddie, the first leg, as I said, you could take the field, but I'm going 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 8. Third leg, 1, 2, 5. Last leg, 3, 9, and 15.
Terrific, Dino.
Good on you, Matty.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Dean Lester there. You're listening to Winners. It's 6 minutes to 11 when we